Listen, I'm sorry. I've been a jerk.
No, it's my fault. This happens all the time. It's the curse of the devastatingly handsome man. You people have no idea what it's like to be the object of everyone's desires. And if that weren't enough, I'm also a dentist. A man of medicine, devoting his life to making sure people have a brighter future, a whiter smile.
It's a lonely life, my friend. Crowded, but lonely. I go to bed with a different beautiful woman every night, but I wake up alone.
It's because you kick them out.
Maybe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We dug that.
It's from a show.
Go ahead.
I did called Carpoolers.
Yes.
Yes.
13 years ago.
TJ Miller's a friend of ours, and we liked the show, and our producer dug it out. He was a big fan of the show, and he wanted to play something a little different for you.
It was just a little off.
I got to say, guys, that would be the equivalent if I like called you up and opened with a sketch you did 13 years ago on the radio.
But
like, do you realize what a deep cut that is?
That's,
it's amazing.
You're what?
I'm amazed. I'm floored. I'm honored. I don't even know what to say.
Did you enjoy doing that show? I liked the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Listen, I should like tell everyone, first of all, my name is Jerry O'Connell.
Yes,
I'm calling because I have a show called Jerry O Show on Fox Shows starting on Monday. All that said, that is a show I did called Carpoolers, directed and produced by the Russo brothers who do all those Avengers movies.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
Co-starring your pal TJ Miller, who's a real hoot.
Yes, he is.
And I played a dentist. Man, that's really funny to hear that.
Yeah. Well, our producer's pretty proud of that because he actually likes to play weird clips that people, we know the actor probably enjoyed, but you don't hear that often.
Well, all those episodes are on YouTube, Jerry.
Yeah.
I guess I got to go get on there. Do I get residuals if they're on YouTube, or are they like illegally uploaded?
I think they're probably illegally uploaded.
Well, wait for the check and tell us, and we'll see.
Yeah, no, huge check, huge checks coming in.
Well, most recently I've seen you. I know you're everywhere, but most recently I've seen you. We'll talk about the talk show in just 1 second here, but you've a recurring smaller role, but on Billions, which is a great show. You know, you show up on that. I love
that.
Yeah. Now,
it's a lot of fun to work with those. Those actors, that Paul Giamatti and that Damian Lewis, they're about as good as it gets, you know?
They're amazing. Let's talk about the show. What made you want to go into daytime TV?
You know, I co-hosted for my boss, Wendy Williams, a bunch earlier this year.
Okay.
And they're doing this thing in August, Fox stations are, where they're going to test a show in Wendy's time slot. You know, in August, a lot of, you know, personalities like yourself, TV, radio personalities, they take the month of August off. I'm sure you guys are going to the south of France or whatever you do.
Sure.
We just got back. Right.
Yeah, right. And it's good. You know, you guys are like totally cultured. Everybody goes and, you know, does their tour of Europe or whatever.
Yeah,
and
our case, it was the south of Wyoming.
Yeah.
Actually, it is quite beautiful there.
Yeah.
But they're going to test me out in this slot, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm probably going to get fired on Monday, but, I mean, I'll have a fun time doing that first show.
Well, it's obviously going to be a fun show. You're going to be Who's your first guest?
Big-time booking, Kelly Ripa.
Oh,
there you go. All right. Did you try out for that show?
I mean, that is one more time?
Did you try out for that show before Seacrest got that?
I did. I was. I was really in the running for that show. But you know what it is? You radio personalities, you're way more professional than us actors.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You guys have the discipline. You have the chops. You have the ability. And they said, listen, we're going with the radio personality just because we trust them more.
No, that's only Seacrest. Yeah. Only Seacrest can do
only
that.
Only Seacrest, exactly. Jerry O'Connell with us. Jerry O starts on Monday. On Fox. What time is that? Just check your local listings, time slot, or what?
You know, we're actually taking over the Wendy Williams slot. Wendy Williams she's my Oprah Winfrey. I'm her Dr. Phil. She gave me her slot and said, good luck. And we're going to see how it goes.
How many, do you tape one a day or two a day? How many are in the can?
We do one a day.
Okay.
It's a live show.
Oh, that's live. Perfect. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to tell you guys. The fun thing about doing live is that, you know, you do it and that's it. It's over. You can't really worry about it afterwards. It's already aired.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you can't,
otherwise,
can't
we
readjust
keep,
it in post.
We keep doing retakes, and they wouldn't be any better than the first one.
Not at all. Yeah.
And you know what it is? It's not you sort of lose a vivaciousness from something when you're like, hey, let's take this again and try and make it funnier. It's not as funny.
Right. Now, if you know you have a safety net. You kind of, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
We would prefer live simply because it's less work.
that's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. Jared, what was
hey,
I saw a little clip of you holding your credit card up. It was went viral. Some credit card was turned down. What's that? What's the story on that?
Oh, man. Listen, TMZ, yeah. I had a meeting right. with my boss, Wendy Williams. I walk out of the meeting, and they're right there, and they're asking me about the new show.
Right.
And I'm here in New York, and they have those city bikes everywhere, those bikes that you rent with the credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went up to the thing to go rent the bike, and my credit card got declined. It's maybe the most embarrassing moment of my life. I was like saying to the – well, I mean, look, no offense to journalists out there and, you know – I love everybody, but, like, leave me alone when I'm, like, putting my credit card in, you know? And, like, it got declined, and then Harvey Levin was like, Jerry O'Connell's credit score is the worst. Yeah.
That show sucks. I don't like where they ambush guys like yourself. They ambush people that are just trying to go on with their frickin' day. You know, stars.
But listen, I did learn something about it.
What?
If you have a shaky credit score, don't try to buy anything in front of TMZ. Right. That's the moral of the story.
Well, set the record straight. Is your credit score okay?
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Okay. Well, there's places that can help you with that.
I'm trying. I'm taking that. Listen, I spend a lot of time at H&R Block every year. Trust me.
Okay.
Jerry O, Monday on Fox. Well, the old Wendy Williams time slot. What is that Eastern for our audience? Because we're everywhere. So,
10 a.m. 10 a.m. live.
All right, good. That means 9 o'clock Central. So check it out. And always a lot of fun. Thank you for calling, Jerry. Appreciate it. And good luck with the show. Good luck with the show, man.
All right, thanks. Take care.
See you. Yeah, I saw that. That was a TMZ crap. Yeah.
TMZ did go on to say at the bottom of the article that. It was not his fault. It was the company's fault. Their machine wasn't working.
Well, I'm sure it was, but the TV show, the TMZ TV show, is that they always, like you said, Harvey Levin probably said, "Hey, Jerry O'Connell," and they all start laughing. Everybody's a douchebag in the office, you know.
Everybody is a douchebag
in that office, on that show, yeah, completely. But you got him, Puss. I know you're always proud of that.
I am.
Yeah.
I do wear that as a badge of honor when I can surprise the guest with a clip.
Because at first I'm thinking he's going to go the other way. He said, maybe like me playing a clip of you guys 13 years ago that sucked or something like that. But he actually said he was honored. So
I liked that show.
Yeah.
I think it was funny. Yeah. And again, if you want to see
13 years.
Just go to YouTube and search up Carpoolers. And there's actually full episodes.
How many years did the show make? One season?
I think it was just one season.
All right.
I think it would have been more of a challenge for him to come up with a clip from 13 years ago that was good.
From us?
Yeah.